It's time to dump it up. That's right. Voicemail dump truck time on this Thursday, May the 2nd, 2024. Voicemail dump truck coming to you from Dump HQ. My name is Jeff Bacalar. I'm joined by three co-dumpers on this dump truck. We're taking the truck to the ferry, which we will be getting on a barge, and then we'll be dumping on the river is the plan for the rest of the afternoon. Suck it in, suck it down. This is the show for you. Dan Reichert, how we doing?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. We'll unpack your inexplicable energy in a second. Jeff Grubb.
Energy. Weird.
Oh, I'm back. Hi.
Hi. And Jan Ochoa, how are you?
I'm going to make funnel cakes today.
Yeah! Ooh, savory funnel cake?
I don't have the stuff to make a savory. Oh, you know what? Wait, yeah,
what is the
I'll
stuff
do
you
both.
Need?
You meat?
Like the dough.
Oh, okay.
Who? What?
Meat.
Oh, I'm unfamiliar with meat funnel cake.
I was thinking too. We could make a savory funnel cake, and that'd be super easy.
Like, yeah, I'm sorry. My brain just thinks of funnel cake as a boardwalk dessert treat.
Sure.
What if you brought the boardwalk with you?
Yeah, and then put meat on it.
Yeah. And cheese.
Yeah. Look, I will try it, but my brain tells me not to try it. I don't know.
I think
why.
I might stream it. We'll see.
Hell yeah.
That's cool. Do you have one of those little, like, what did they use this, like, device that pours out the dough?
I'm just going to put it in a bag, cut off the tip, and pray to my respective God.
Great.
I'm going to snip the tip.
Hey, it worked for me. Dan.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you, man? Like,
oh, plenty. I know, I'm getting right.
Dan
is what's happening.
Kurt.
I'm getting right. I'm on day two of my roids.
Your energy is higher than normal. Like, are you okay?
It did cause slight mood changes. It did say it would cause major, like, fatigue and energy spikes and valleys. So, like, I guarantee you in, like, 2 hours, I'm going to be, like, on the floor. But right now, I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah, we don't care about you then. We just need you for the show, all right?
Exactly.
Not good now. Yeah, I'm timing my roids, my cycles.
Oh,
I'm getting them right.
And you got the forever chemicals, too. Let's go. Mm-hmm. This is going to be Dan Reichert at top, like, peak performance.
Oh, I'm on. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, the guy ate an entire block of cheese this morning.
With my roids, as doctors told me to.
So I have a question.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Again, like, you know, we need this documented for other reasons as well. But, like, so what happened? Like, you woke up this morning and you were like, oh, all right, I'm hungry. It's
no,
time.
I wasn't hungry. I was being responsible because the doctor told me I'm on 6 days of roids and I'm supposed to, like, they said, if you get up at 5 a.m. and pee, just eat some goldfish or eat something so you have some food in your stomach and then take your roids. And so as soon as I wake up, I went downstairs. I'm half asleep. I had trouble sleeping because of the roids last night. That's a side effect. I was just like, I wanted something. I wanted to get some pretzels and cheese, but I couldn't find the pretzels, even though I had them last night. So I misplaced them probably. So I just ate a block of cheese and steroids this morning.
American dream.
And antibiotics. So just a lot of pills and cheese and Prime right now.
So...
So
how big was this block of cheese?
What kind of cheese?
Like, cartoonish. It was a extra sharp cheddar from Cracker Barrel.
Right. That's the question I asked. What size was this cheese?
It was reasonable. I would say it was 300 calories of cheese.
Okay. There's no fucking way that's true.
What? No, wait.
Like, why? That's not crazy. Cheese is very calorie dense.
A block would imply more than 300 calories of cheese.
It wasn't in string form.
He didn't say a comically large like.
No, I know, but like a block is like maybe what you get when you like go to like a dinner party and there's like a block of cheese on a plate.
No,
the grocery store, like the Kraft blocks that are like, you know, the size of a wallet, like a little bit like that size or strip.
Yep. Yep. Individually wrapped blocks of cheese. Yes.
Yeah. Did you ate the whole thing of that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jan, are you having a tough time understanding this description? Because I don't understand. No?
No, I get it.
Thank you. This is a you problem, Bacalar.
Bacalar, have you not, it's the kind you would, like, shred yourself. Like, instead of, like, having a bag of shredded cheese, it's
sure.
a little brick of cheese.
We're going too far.
Yeah, just, no, take a big bite out of that chunk.
I love shredding cheese.
Okay, so, like, I'm looking at an 8-ounce block of cheese.
Yeah.
Sure?
Does that sound...
I don't know. I'm not weighing it. I'm just eating it.
That sounds right.
An eight-ounce block of cheese is like no bigger than like a Hershey bar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That sounds right.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh. That's got 1,000 calories in it.
Okay, it's not that big. There's no way.
I meant to feel crazy.
Okay, Dan, sharp cheddar.
I meant to feel fucking crazy right now.
Extra sharp.
Oh, excuse me. Extra sharp. All right, hang on.
Yeah.
Rock said, my wife just pulled a block of
Cracker
cheese.
Barrel.
My wife just pulled out a block of cheese out of the fridge. She said 880 calories.
Yeah, no, that checks out. A block can be all kinds of sizes. This isn't difficult.
Dan, I'm going to send something to you. I'm going to post it in chat. Let me see if it works, and then you can tell me if this is the correct thing.
Dan, you had 1,000 grams of, you have like 1,300 grams of salt.
God. It's not that exact thing that you sent me from Amazon. No, okay, it's much smaller than that.
It's smaller than that. Okay, this is the 8-ounce one.
Picture like a Costco bag that has a bunch of individually wrapped slices.
I think I know what he's talking about now.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Okay. Let me get cheese to confirm.
Cheese? Oh, okay. Jan's going to go get his own cheese.
Go get the cheese.
Dan, you have another one of these? Bacalar?
You have another one of these?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Dan. Do you keep your cheese and your steroids in a fanny pack?
Oh, I should.
Yes. Come on, man. You got your gimmicks now.
Give my gimmick pouch. That's the next step. That's the next step.
I mean, we're doing Power Bombcast today. I'm just saying.
But I only have 4 more days of roids. Do I need to be on more long-term roids? Would that help with my running?
Four days, if you're living right, that could be enough. I just live the experience once. Get those gimmicks and a gimmick.
I got the Giant Bomb fanny pack. It's on my gremlin right now, but I don't have one.
Jan's back with a singles piece of string cheese.
No. I got several types of cheese. All right. We got a string cheese, right? This is your default string cheese.
Classic. Yeah. Which, by the way, I have a complex about those because I love the taste, but whenever I ate them as a child, I would string it and my dad would give me shit. He'd be like, don't do it like that. Don't be weird. And I'm like, what? It's string cheese. He's like, just eat it like a normal person.
I would do that.
Like,
yeah.
Save that for your therapist. But he made me feel bad about stringing the string cheese.
Yeah, I would banana. I would banana that shit.
That's great.
Paul, you're the weird one.
Yes.
Yeah. What about this?
All right. We also have this, right? This is like pre-sliced cheese.
That's like a bun. Yeah, that's good stuff. I like that.
But in relation, like, how many slices of this, Dan, would you say?
Six.
Six?
Oh, that's nothing.
That's what I've been trying to tell you.
No, you're just very bad at describing cheese.
I never said it was big or 1,000 calories. I said it was a block of cheese and you went crazy.
Your illustrations of cheese volume are very lacking, Dan.
Yes, I'm right. The chat, you said block
Dan's
of
right.
cheese. Search block
Dan
of cheese.
Probably right.
Dan
all,
is right.
You're right. Yeah.
Dan's right.
Dan is right.
Dan's right.
Dan's
right.
You're right,
yeah. You're correct.
You know,
everyone.
Thank what's you. Another, what's another side effect of steroids, Dan? I think it's rage, and I think that's what's happening to you right now.
My nose got a little, like, bridge of my nose got a little bigger and discolored yesterday, and I think my left eye is starting to see a blue tint, but
That's the prime.
I'm on purple right now.
So, okay, do you care to disclose why you are taking steroids? Is that too personal?
It's boring. It's the stuff I've complained about forever. It's a month long sinus infection that's fucking up my TMJ and my ear stuff, my eustachian tubes. Just everything north of the neck for the last month plus has been a nightmare and pressure and pain. And so I'm trying to really nuke it all before I got this long flight in a couple weeks. So I'm just seeing ENTs. I'm seeing dentists. I'm seeing doctors.
Wait, does your face hurt?
Yeah, it's all all the sinus pressure.
Oh, nice. Good job, bro.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah.
Hey, so like you're telling the doctor this and you're like, yeah, well, my jaw hurts. All this hurts. Everything. This is bad. And you ever tell that you're like, I'm also having 5,800 calories of Taco Bell today. Is that a problem? Is that okay?
I have Taco Bell maybe a couple times a month. Thank you.
All right. And you know, I'm eating blocks of cheese when I wake up. Is that okay, Doc?
It's calcium.
It's extra sharp.
Extra sharp calcium.
It's the good stuff.
Extra sharp calcium.
This calcium is poking me and it's not okay.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to poke my bones so good.
Ooh, I like the smoky tummy. Bacon and cheddar calcium.
Dude, I love it. I love it.
All right, $1 million idea. What if we get into the cheese market, right? But we market it like candy bars? Which is make it very cashy.
Oh, make it for kids and yeah, make it unhealthier. That sounds good. Yeah. The reality sugar. Is way more boring. You guys hear the weird stuff. You guys hear that I had a cheese block first thing in the morning. You don't hear that I had a grilled chicken and kale salad for lunch because that's not funny. So it's not, you think it's a crazy cartoon Taco Bell diet I'm on. No, it's very sensible and I'm eating salads and every once in a while I like to treat myself to a little block of cheese.
I've seen it in person too, though. Like
you see me when I'm traveling. Which Travel Dan is a different Dan.
No, I used to work in the same office as
that
you.
That was also years ago. I've had to get a little better about stuff.
My impression of you is chronically like getting out of a car and like thousands of empty Slim Jim wrappers fall out behind you. And empty bottles.
Well, they're
of,
not
like,
long boys,
Mountain Dew.
You know, so yeah. It's okay.
Right. Don't shame my Uber drivers.
Oh, man. That's good. Okay, what else is cooking, boys?
I am drinking a lot more Sherva Mate, and I have noticed I don't want food as often, and that's weird.
That's like what Ozempic is.
What's Sherva Mate?
Argentinians.
Yerba Mate is how it's spelled, but they pronounce it Sherva Mate, and you know I want to be authentic. Yeah, it's the tea that the Argentines gave me that one time, and I have been drinking a lot more of it, and it's... It's doing me right. It's doing pretty right by me. Like this
are
is
there
like,
calories in it?
No,
Dan. This like will tons kill of caffeine, you. No, Dan. Right? This will kill you.
Okay, because if I won't even drink energy drinks because of the amount of caffeine, I should probably stay away from this.
This right? is similar to. It's going to be similar to coffee, but a little bit more intense. Like okay. Yeah.
If I have like two coffees, I'm having a bad time.
This would probably cause anxiety. Yeah,
Dan. Okay. You know how like caffeine might make your head buzz?
Yeah,
Sherba Mate will make your whole body buzz.
Oh yeah, that's Panic Attack Central. That's not happening. Yeah,
don't do it.
Nah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's like the cocaine of teas. Thank you, Christian.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't need that. Really? I don't need that. No.
No, you don't need that.
I need it though. I really need it now.
Just give me my Prime and steroids, and I'm good.
Damn cocaine.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to Sherva Mate bender and stop eating. I'm going to be so good. I'm going to be so right.
Sounds good for you.
Yeah.
That would be like a pay per view. People yeah. from all around the world would fly in just to see you on things. Cocaine yeah. for 3 hours.
It's never happened. It never will. That's the worst idea I can ever think of.
That's why I love it.
Maybe acid would be worse. I don't know.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, we'll look
actually,
for a strategic partner.
Let's keep going. Like, let's sell a pay-per-view. Dan is on roids. Grub hasn't eaten anything except Sherba Mate.
Yeah.
I've fully given into my gambling addiction.
Right. Okay.
And then Bacalar, you just got to find a vice and find. And
he
and
has
just
a
go
craft beer and falls asleep.
You know, he like starts liking things. Like, he's
something's wrong with him. Hang on.
Yeah.
I love things. What do you mean? I love so many things.
Like, when you're not with us or what? When do you do this?
Is this for your private time?
Yeah. When do you find time to like stuff?
All day. Oh. All day I enjoy things.
Oh wow,
the day's long.
Well,
but all
people
day
contain multitudes apparently.
Yeah, you are all well aware, I wear many hats.
You don't have to share.
You're just
it.
Talking literally, right?
No, both. Both.
That was the joke. That got me real
he doesn't
good.
Get credit for unpacking the
Thanks,
joke,
folks. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Depending on how someone cuts this afterwards, it could be Dan's joke.
Yeah, just give me a minute.
Tom,
throw that in after, yeah.
That was my joke.
I hijacked it.
Oh, that's real good.
I like that.
You do like that. Oh, I don't want to do this anymore.
That's the way we start a show. Yeah.
Good energy. Good energy. Woo. I don't want to do this anymore.
Oh, Chad keeps talking about how funny I am. That's great.
We got some interesting news because tomorrow tickets are going on sale for Giant Bomb at Night live from, I was going to say beautiful, let's just call it Los Angeles, California.
It's beautiful if you're from there and you haven't bought tickets yet, which you haven't. So
exactly.
It's beautiful Los Angeles.
Buy tickets so you can come see the wall.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Don't we can't tease
yeah, relax
it
with that.
And I'm also, just saying there's gonna be a wall there.
There will be a wall.
Yeah. If you're in our Discord as a premium member, you can actually buy your ticket now, which many have already done. There's a password. You can do it early and often. No, just do it once. Just buy yourself one ticket.
Buy a friend
and,
a ticket.
And drag them with you to Los Angeles to the Bellwether on
Sunday,
June 9th, 2024.
Nice.
That's going to be a lot of fun. Can't wait. Hope to see you there. Excellent. Jen, anything else with you, or can we get right into these dumps?
Yeah, right into it.
Oh, man, I really want to make a funnel cake after this. I might try and make a churro also.
What is it? Bread? Like, what is the
a funnel cake? It's like fried bread.
Yeah.
It's fried dough.
Fried dough.
It's like a donut.
So it's bread adjacent.
Yeah. In like I was going to say, like, if you
the donut
jizzed into like a fryer. I'm sorry. Mm. I'm sorry. I just took the happy pills,
heat
all right?
Setting.
It's like,
because Dan said he took his medicine. I realized I didn't take my medicine. And I'm like, all right.
And then the first word out is jizz?
Duh. Thanks, Scout.
Yeah, Scout.
Yeah.
Scout cool, can Scout. Confirm.
Scout's over there barking jizz. Jesus.
She's canceled too. Don't worry.
In case you couldn't tell, this is a voicemail call-in show. 707 Exit Flu is our telephone voicemail number. Please call it. Leave us a voicemail, and maybe you, like some of the people we're about to listen to, will be lucky enough to have your voicemail played on the very prestigious voicemail dump truck. Let's get to as many of these as we can. Oh, in the next, I don't know, 45 minutes or so. Let's start things off with a Jeff, a Mike, a Grub.
Yeah, let's go with Novocaine, please.
Hey, Dumpers, it's John from Louisville. I just went to the dentist. He shot me up with enough Novocaine that now my nose is numb. So if I sound weird, that's because I'm fucking off my ass on Novocaine. But anyway. I just wondering, what's the weirdest you've ever felt after leaving the doctor or dentist or whatever? All right, love y'all. Have a good one. Bye.
Getting my wisdom teeth out, I was pretty fucked up.
Yeah, I think that's probably me. And that was a long time ago.
Long time ago.
Nothing much since then. Mostly been pretty good luck with that stuff. So, yeah, it was the grogginess coming out of the, what did you, like, they fully put you under for that, right? They didn't.
Yeah, typically, yeah.
Yeah. And then I don't remember anything. I just went down, came back up, and it was over. And then left and was groggy.
I don't like that. I don't like getting put to sleep.
Well, I'm afraid of what I'm going to say. What am I going to tell people my darkest fears?
While you're under the
thing. I am not kidding. If I every city I've lived in, I have looked for dentists that do general anesthesia.
We know.
Yeah.
We know the story.
For cleanings, I would do. I can't believe anyone doesn't like the idea of time traveling and not feeling pain. Because
I think people do. So a lot of people like it. But getting general anesthesia is a risk every time.
But getting in a car is a risk, you know?
It's a very different risk that you have more control over, though, Dan.
Right, and also you're not making a doctor liable.
I am safer knocked out than I am behind the wheel of a car on the highway. Like, that's the way I think about it.
Okay. Yeah, thank you for confirming. I never want to sit shotgun in a car you're driving.
No, I Uber everywhere.
Right. Also, what do you think you would have done like 30 years ago if you're 40 and there was
I would
no
have
Uber?
Died at 32 because I wouldn't get medical care because they wouldn't knock me out.
No, I think like
fine.
Yeah, no, I'm glad we're here. What about like also when you come out of anesthesia, like you're very it's like you're kind of like your day's ruined.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't
disoriented.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You can't, they don't let you drive. Yeah. You that's sort
like,
of thing.
Yeah. Someone's got to take you home, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. When I was 18 and I woke up from testicle surgery, I just puked immediately.
Right. So you're saying for a cleaning, you're going to.
They didn't clean my testicles. They don't put you under for that.
Yeah. But that's a different story. You wouldn't be awake for that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Presumably you'd want to be awake for that. I understand. But like, yeah, to clean your teeth, they're going to put you down, put you out. Like, that's
I would
crazy.
Love that. I would love
you're,
that.
You're, I think you might develop an addiction to that, though. Right?
Yeah.
You only get clean like twice a year, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I mean, and then, you know, that's you're going to have tastes. A cavity every now and then. You're going to have, look like you're going to have things you need to have.
I don't want to stop Dan from getting this done if it's possible. Like, if this is all, if he can make it work, if the doctors are all good.
Well, they won't do it. Yeah, I don't think there's a doctor that will
put
you to
sleep. No, the
place
I go to does, like, because I'm getting some implants put in after the Invisalign's done.
That's
and they said
different.
IV. Yeah.
Yes, of course. That's like oral surgery almost. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about a cleaning, a checkup.
I mean, no one's going to do that.
No, of course
I would love to have like a personal, like, Dr. Nick. Like, that would be awesome.
Sure.
The very risky thing should be done by a shady doctor. I agree.
You want the same doctor that Michael Jackson had. Yeah.
What could go wrong?
Nothing.
Yeah. 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 No, I know a guy that doesn't trust doctors. And so any medical thing, there's like literally a dude in a van that he pays that like probably went to med school or something, gets all of his stuff done in a van for cash.
Dan, would you go see Mike Minotti's dad for as your primary
that's
care
him.
Physician?
That's the van guy.
Oh, yeah, the van guy. Mike, yeah.
Mike Minotti.
Yeah.
Do we know this person who goes to a van?
I do. You don't.
Okay. Keep it that way.
He's an old family friend, I guess I'd say. Oh, cool. I would love to tell more, but I don't want to dox this guy.
Yeah, oh, man. Well, you in a van. You can't dox someone in a van.
Off the grid.
It would be a funny detail that, I shouldn't say here.
Yeah, what if you didn't, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We know it's your dad. You're just covering for him.
Well, when I said it was an old family friend, that.
All right. I hope that answers your call. Thank you, caller. And let's go to Dan for the next one.
Oh, where'd my thing go? I changed the window. 1 second. I'm going to go with Gold League.
I just got second place in the Gold League in Duolingo in Japanese. So I'm beating you, Grub. I'm beating you, Jan. I can say if something's water, if it's rice. I can say if it's between 1 and 3:30 with no delineations in between.
I can't do that.
No, I haven't gone that far. I'm sorry.
Damn.
I could say water, please.
Place. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Mizu Kudasai.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Japanese correspondence. Jan and Gruff.
Yasashi Bengoshi Des. I think that's. She is a nice lawyer, I think. I think.
He's got bars.
Yeah. I had to take the kid to the park today because she had a field trip, and I was doing my Duolingo in the park while she was running around. So I got my practice just earlier today, I think. So yeah, doing pretty good.
That's awesome. Congrats and best of luck on your individual journeys.
Why would it be like, Jim, what's your goal here? My goal is to have people stop hurting my feelings when I say words bad on Game Mess Mornings.
To not be completely helpless when I go to Japan in the summer.
Right. Yes. I think you're going to probably be okay doing this, but everyone's like, this is not good enough. I'm like, hey, it's good enough for my purposes. I'm
not
super serious about this. This is just kind of like a fun thing to do. It's another thing, really, when I pick up my phone, I'm not going to Twitter. I'm going to Duolingo, and that's a win. That alone is good enough for me.
Sure.
So, yes.
You should pay good money for that.
Exactly. I do. Yeah. Pay a little bit of money for Duolingo.
I haven't gone to the lesson yet where it teaches me how to ask where Disneyland is.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
We don't know the word for sea yet, like ocean, and it's like Disneyland Sea, right? That's what they have there.
Okay. What's Mickey Mouse's name in Japan?
Mickey Mouse.
Miku.
Oh, Miku?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Oh. I don't know. Listen, I can order you a water, maybe. That's what I got.
Yeah,
I can politely ask
that lawyer.
Yeah.
good job. Happy for you. I just want to be completely 100% fluent in Spanish, and I just don't think it's going to happen for me.
One day.
Just go live in a country for 2 years.
Go to Los Angeles.
Yeah, go live in Los Angeles for 2 years.
I mean, like, you could say that about New York, too. Like, I if I was still commuting, I'd know more Spanish. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
It was like, I was legit learning Spanish working at Burger King, and that was so cool because it was like everyone that worked there was a Mexican immigrant, and I would work with them every day, and I'm like, okay, how do I say this? How do I say this? How do I say this? And like 6 months, I was like conversing with them, and then I left, and it all just slipped out of my brain. I'm like, man, had I done that for like a couple more years, like even like one more year, I probably would have so much more Spanish ingrained in me. I kind of regret
Jeff,
not doing that.
Did they ever call you Jefe?
Oh, exclusively Jefe. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. They would say Hef, and I would never correct them. Because I'm like, yeah, that's how they say Jace. This is fine.
Hefe means boss, though. And I feel like...
Yeah, but they would also say Hef instead of Jeff. They were also trying to say Jeff, but they would say Hef. And I was fine with that. Whatever.
Grub, I got a plan for you. Kevin Owens learned English by listening to JR's commentary when he watched wrestling. So start listening to the Spanish feed whenever you watch wrestling.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, I like that. There's always a like a Spanish hockey feed too. I should do that. That's a good idea.
My friend learned English from watching SpongeBob.
That ain't bad.
Yeah.
I like it.
I learned English by watching Sesame Street, so I think maybe I just watched Sesame Street in different languages.
See, I don't know if that's true if I learned English through, like, Big Bird and stuff.
I watched a ton of Sesame Street, so I know that was a big part of my learning languages.
Nice. All right.
I'm so sorry, Lexi. Let's go to Jan. I just see Lexi saying, I learned American by watching Giant Bomb. Oh, boy. Have we painted a terrible picture.
That sounds
or maybe
like
a better picture, actually.
Probably accurate.
Yeah. Most Americans say jizz way more often than we do. So that's we're giving an improper look at this country. Yeah.
Every time we touch.
Okay. I was looking at games at itch.io or itch.io, whatever the fuck they call it. And I found this game called Touch Starved. And in the trailer, there is a sad bastard cover of Every Time We Touch by Cascada. Why? They will do this to every song. I just need to share that with someone. I can't, like, you know, when every time we touch, I get this feeling. Yeah, like, why? I'm going to crawl in a hole and never come back out.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you, caller. See, that's not surprising to me. I feel like that song is perfect for that. Not, I don't endorse it. There's actually, I've been listening to this Electric Callboy band a lot with Dib. Dib loves them, and they do a cover of the same song, but it's like a techno electronic metal thing that's much cooler than it being a sad bastard version of it. But it's gonna come for every song. Don't you worry, it's coming for every song.
There's one in a trailer in a movie that I saw, Civil War, and there's a new Sad Bastard trailer. Any of you see that? Forgetting what it was. Damn, I can't remember.
No.
No, I know. Yeah,
is this it?
Yeah. I found it too, bro. Oh, hello.
This is Every Time We Touch?
I'm waiting for the...
It's near the end. Hang on, let me go back a little bit.
A lot of dong. Every time touch, dude, it's like a it's like a virus that infects the like software.
Yeah,
you know?
It spreads. It's, yeah,
you know, you're like, oh no, it got you too. Cut its arms off.
And then it just multiplies.
That sucks, man. I mean, look, every now and then there's good ones.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of like that they're still doing this because it's like, every simple. I like the moment when you go, wait, what the hell? Wait, are they doing that? And then when you realize that's exactly what they're doing, I get kind of excited. I like to hate things, so it's fun.
So do we like, look, just like a lot of things that are bad now, they've come from a pretty kick-ass place, right?
Sure.
Are we tracing this back to like Mad World?
No, I think we're Mad World, maybe, because Mad World was like probably 2000.
Well, if we're talking, well, the Gears, I'm thinking the Gears one, but that cover was in Donnie Darko, right?
Right, from like 2001.
Yeah, around there.
So the Gary Jules thing, right?
Yeah.
And then maybe we're also talking fucking Johnny Cash and Hurt.
Ooh.
That was like 02, yeah.
So are we yelling at Johnny Cash?
I think we're yelling
Johnny
at Trent
Cash
Reznor.
And Trent for also saying it's no longer my song. It's Johnny Cash's song now.
I think, okay, I get what you're getting at. But I feel like when a musician does it for their own purposes of covering a song, that's different than like it being used as an advertisement for something.
You're right. No, but it was just the Dark Patterns version of it.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
You know?
Johnny, why'd you do it?
Johnny.
I mean, it's not like Trent Reznor's version was like a upbeat pop song before,
no.
You know?
Yeah, that's true.
We're talking about making a sad version of Every Time We Touch. That's different than Hurt, which is about heroin. Either way, you know?
You're right. It's not a gigantic leap of, you know, tone. That is true.
You're right.
Certainly
correct.
Certainly, you have everyone in the world who's ever accidentally said that about you.
People just hopping in the Discord.
Wait, what'd they say back where? I didn't hear it.
You're right, yeah. You're correct.
Dan is right.
I was trying to get Jeff Backer to say it for your collection, Dan. I'm sorry. Next time, all right?
I'm sorry I missed the T-ball there. Okay, I was trying to set you up so you can knock it out. If you wanted to say it, Backer, I can grab it.
Yeah, sure, sure, sure. Dan's an idiot.
I can work an audition with that.
Sure. Enjoy. Have a good night. No, absolutely. The Tears for Fears one is like that. That is what happened to that one for sure. Yeah.
It's good.
Kinda kicks ass though. Yeah, it's good. You know. Okay. Let's do me and let's do cyber trucks.
Ugh.
I know.
Hey, it's Addison in Missouri. I'm driving home from having to go back an hour away to get my wallet because I'm stupid. And I saw a truck that was hauling like 5 cyber trucks, and it was the first time I'd seen a cyber truck in person. God damn, those things are so fucking stupid. But hey, I was just wondering, what's your favorite dinosaur? Okay, love you, bye.
Oh,
Cybertruck.
Yeah.
Cybertruck Rex. That's the Raptor.
Do you guys know that like kids think it's sort of like basic to have Tyrannosaurus Rex be your favorite dinosaur?
I could imagine that.
That's insane. That's they're objectively cool.
That's a basic
cool
answer.
Yeah, right. It's just weird. Like we had like 4 dinosaurs when I was a kid.
Wait,
like,
do they think Tyrannosaurus Rex is mid? Do they say that?
Yeah,
I think they say that. I think they think it's Skibbity.
It's the Skibbity's default bad answer.
Skibbity's evil or bad. Yes.
Oh,
I think it's a bad answer for our generation too.
I mean, it's my number 2. It's Raptors, then it's T-Rex.
Okay, so what? You were like Brontosaurus? That thing doesn't exist.
No, I was like a Stegosaurus guy.
You seem like a Stegosaurus guy.
I'm a Stegosaurus. And also, aren't raptors like way smaller than they're depicted?
In my head, it's just Jurassic Park raptors.
Sure. I think they were really tiny.
They're much smaller than they are in Jurassic Park.
Just Jurassic Park raptors. That's my
Got
favorite.
It. So what's your favorite fictional dinosaur portrayed in a movie? Got it.
I've seen those. I haven't seen shoot dinosaurs, so there you
no,
go.
But we've seen shoot fossils, you dumb bitch. Like, come on.
I like the guys that had like the ball thing on their tail.
Oh, an ankylosaurus.
A big old sledgehammer thing. That was my favorite
when I was a kid, actually.
Me too.
Yeah.
What do you mean they're not moving around? What was that? What does that mean?
I'm saying I have a better sense of a Jurassic Park raptor than I do of a shoot raptor because I've seen a Jurassic Park one running around being scary and cool.
I almost Googled shoot raptor. I literally was, my hands are coming up the keyboard and my like heart stopped because like, oh, what are you doing, dude?
Dude, honestly, you're not taking your steroids.
Oh, God. I got to take more.
Take more.
Get your gimmicks.
Raptors are cool. I remember the way they're portrayed in the video game, that Genesis Jurassic Park video game.
Yeah, that has it. Yeah. I always played as a raptor.
They were always the bad guys, though. I could never get down with raptors.
They're definitely
they
bad.
Yeah, because the T-Rex has a baby face turn at the end.
Yeah.
But the raptors
Well, like
are
the
just
T-Rex
healed.
Is like a tweener, though.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, I think it's a full baby face turn by the end.
Okay, sure, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you like it when Chris Pratt was like buddies with the raptors and was like, oh,
that
stop.
Was awesome. The fact that like
follow me my motorcycle.
It's fine.
It was okay.
No, he was like their best buddy.
Yeah.
And that is amazing. Right.
The fun little balls they rolled around in, I thought that was a cool idea.
I would ride in those balls.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yes. The balls are the best part.
No, I'm the only one being sarcastic.
Okay. No. Yeah. Okay. I think
those movies suck shit.
One of them is the first look, one's world okay. World is fine.
The best
Fallen
part
Kingdom's
of the first
okay.
One.
3 is one of the worst fucking movies I've ever seen.
Yeah.
But yeah. 3 of that trilogy. Yeah.
The first one is where the world is the one where the pterodactyl tears apart that woman for a very long time.
For no reason.
Really weird.
Yeah.
For no reason. Well, because she's a woman. It seemed like that's what the movie was saying. It was weird.
Did Jimmy Buffett survive in that scene?
Yeah. I think he got away.
Okay. I think he did too.
Those are bad. I feel like your guys is like member. Like those are bad.
I watched it recently. I don't like them.
It's okay. Not good. Like, I mean, I think Jurassic Park. I think I even think like The what was the second
Lost World's
one?
Fun. Lost World's it's
I think that's
underrated because the expectations were so fucking high. I saw it four times in a week, or I think a weekend. I saw it four times. I fucking bought cereal boxes that had Lost World things on it so I could cut it out and cover my whole headboard of my bed with Lost World stuff. If I pull out a fucking yearbook from that year, half the fucking autographs from my classmates literally are saying shut the fuck up about the Lost World. That's how excited.
That's adorable.
It's next to me right now. I didn't take people drawing the Paw Prints or
it was
whatever
so
prince.
Huge that movie. Yeah. It was everywhere. Like that was like after Batman and then after Jurassic Park, where like these are like movies that kind of like came out of nowhere. They were prepared for Lost World and it was just merch. Yep. Everywhere you
will. Oh, it was insane.
Yep. Also, that book is awesome. The book is way better. The book is better than the movie, for
the
sure.
The Crichton book? It's just real. Yeah. Okay, that's right. Yeah,
it's really good. Yeah.
I remember people saying that.
Yeah, I read it before the movie. And then they just like omitted like the main character from the book entirely. But
seeing that first Jurassic Park, though. Oh, my God.
It's all
We got to get Hanson on. I can't stop thinking about electricity. I'm sorry.
Did you not talk to him about
that? Oh, shit,
right.
That's right.
No, right. We did the Blitz version, so we had to go quick, so we couldn't talk about it.
Right,
I think, listen,
I've talked to him about your thoughts on it, so yes. I know how he feels about it. I'd love to see you hash it out.
Yeah,
I know it has. Yeah, because he's still holding his ground on that.
He is, and I'm somewhere in the middle, and I was kind of telling Hanson, like, I can kind of see where you're coming from.
Okay, you're in the middle?
He has changed his position
That's
somewhat.
That's dumber than having an opinion on it.
I'm just saying it's not a completely insane thing for him to think a writer was being cheeky with that.
Right, but that's
he's
not what
saying
he's,
it works.
That's not what he said originally. He originally said that it was that she is changing in the middle of the sentence to be about the power. That was where it started. And then, but I do think it's also wrong that a writer would, because it's not very good writing, if that's
no,
the case.
No, of course not.
And no, it's
no
not.
Way,
but
there's
like,
no
the
way
writer
would have been like, great, print it.
But
like,
it's kind of
no
a
way.
Cheesy writer. Like, that guy is not some fucking brilliant scribe, but like, I could see him doing that and thinking it was smart and it actually being a stupid thing.
I think it's the only charitability I will throw on top of this absolutely insane argument is that I could understand a child being confused about that moment in the film. And that is it.
Hanson has a lot of childlike wonder.
Yeah, which is why...
That is the best thing you could say about him.
Yeah, which is why I was like, oh, yeah, I guess fans would maybe think that. Okay, he's wrong. But
he hasn't
like,
lost his smile.
Yeah, he's adorable.
No.
Adorable.
Ray of Sunshine.
All right, whose turn is it? Oh, I guess it's Chats. Wait, what were we talking about? Oh, no, it was Cybertrucks and then a dinosaur.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Right. I've still not seen one of those cars on the road.
Oh my God.
They seem pretty shitty.
They're the worst fucking cars. One was in front of me at the supermarket, went over a fucking speed bump, and then the sound of it coming down off of the speed bump, because surprise, surprise, this dumbass didn't slow down for it. As soon as he went back down, it sounded like his car was going to like break apart.
Because it is going to break apart.
Oh,
yes.
Oh my God.
It seems like friend of the site Jade Cargill may have just purchased one because she's all over Instagram with her Cybertruck lately.
How'd she even get one? They stopped selling them because of the death trap.
I don't know. The Young Bucks got
the
one.
Gas pedal thing.
Cool. The turning radius is so bad that this person had to make like not even a sharp U-turn to get out of the parking lot. He had to make it suddenly into a 3-point turn because he couldn't turn left properly.
I know.
I saw one in person recently, and it does look stupider than you'd expect. It is
a very dumb-looking
automobile.
And I'm shaming anyone in chat that has one.
No, of course not. Oh, yeah. It's just like...
I saw a fucking guy that was straight like a bully out of an 80s movie today. I'm driving to the doctor, and all of a sudden I hear like... And I look, and there's like this fucking like loud sports car that like it seems like they did stuff to the engine to make it louder. Pulling up, peeling out, cutting me off, like cutting the line to get on the on-ramp to the highway, like going on the shoulder and passing people. And his license plate was, I am late.
Oh, my God.
It's like, okay. Oh, this motherfucker sucks.
Oh, all Jesus.
Right. Like, there's no way that guy, even for the... what do you think I'm going to say?
Yeah. I even like pulled up because like he hit a red light. And so even though he like cut me off, I'm pulling up next to him. I'm like, yeah, that's something. Yeah, okay.
This
like, guy looks
did
like
he have like
head.
the sweater around his like thing, like around his neck, like a
you would
80s
think
bully?
So. No, he just looked like kind of a business douche guy. Had some kind of like tall hair and sunglasses and I am late. And yeah.
How many tickets do you think he's gotten?
He's avoided all of them.
Like, no, my point being is like, there's no way a cop is ever charitable with a guy like that.
Loud sports car just being an
just like,
asshole.
And that bullshit on your license plate, you are getting a ticket.
Yep.
Yeah.
How many speeding tickets have you guys gotten in your life?
One in college.
I've got like probably 4 or 5.
I got a rolling stop ticket when I rolled through a stop sign.
Yeah, I used to deliver, and that was definitely a lot. But even when I wasn't delivering, when I was just driving around, I would get it every once in a while. Now in the minivan, a cop doesn't even look twice at me.
No
they
way. Never,
they don't care.
Okay.
I got one because I got too into singing a musical.
Sure. Mm. Was it the Fast and Furious musical interpretation?
No, it was In the Heights.
Okay, same thing.
Oh, all right. That's understandable. I would have let you go, Jan.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think I have 2 maybe. All right, chat's turn. 100 women.
Hi, I just wanted to second you guys doing the Name 100 Women Challenge. I think it'd be really, really great. So the rules are that you can't name any women you personally know. So Dan, I'm sorry, all your lady wrestling friends are going to be disqualified if you actually met them in person.
No, my friends, personal women.
And you have to you can use aliases or their real names. And they cannot be fictional characters, so no Lara Croft or anything like that. Bye.
For the record, I don't know Tori Wilson or Trish Stratus, so that didn't that holds up.
Okay, we got a well there though.
Wait, and did the caller just say that they can be dead?
Sure,
I think so.
Yeah,
it doesn't really change anything. I'm just curious.
We would definitely name dead dudes if we were doing 100 men, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. It's the first dead dude that comes to mind on 3. All right.
All right.
Wait. Why? What are we doing?
First dead dude that comes to mind on 3. Okay.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. George Washington.
Seymour Hoffman.
Biggie, George Washington, Philip Gandhi. Seymour Hoffman, and Gandhi. Okay. That's about Rushmore or something.
Oh shit. What a weird spread.
Oh boy. That was my dinner date right there.
What just happened?
I don't think that's a nightmare blood rotation. I think that's a pleasant blood rotation.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. Yeah, there's no Henry Kissinger there. Yeah.
Biggie and Gandhi talking while high.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
See that. Yes.
Yeah. Just awoken a rock monster. I don't know.
All right. Are we going to do this, Jan?
We're doing it right now?
100's a lot.
No, come on. What are we doing?
We got to do it on EPF.
Okay, listen, Jan picked the voicemail. He brought it up before.
No, I think so.
Dakota Johnson.
No, we're not doing 100.
Sydney Sweeney.
Marie Shakira.
We're not Helen Hunt. We're not doing
Viola Davis.
Angela Bassett.
Goldie Hawn.
Angelina Jolie.
Sybil Shepherd.
Chrissy Teigen.
Okay, we got 10. We just need to do this 10 more times.
Brooke Burke.
No, 9 more times.
Natalie Portman.
Marissa Tomei.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Mary Curry.
Stephanie McMahon.
No, you didn't Dan say that.
You know Stephanie Marie McMahon.
Curie. Oh, grub loses. All right.
We failed. So it said Mary Curry?
I said Mary Curry.
Oh, shit. I'm not listening.
We're all big Mary Curie marks here.
That's the lady scientist. You know, the one.
Sorry, caller. We only got to 17.
Well,
I was going to say Pat Benatar. That left it loaded.
Diane Keaton. I didn't want to keep naming actors. I was starting to feel bad.
Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Duff.
Listen.
Rosa Parks.
Lindsay Lohan.
Linda Fiorentino.
You know Rosa Parks. Listen.
Famke Janssen.
Bell Hooks.
Agatha Christie.
I stopped counting, by the way.
Okay. Yeah, we've lost the
thing. I think it's 100, yeah.
Yeah, and 100. Good job, everybody. Happy to be here. Happy to be a part of it. Grub, you're up for the next voicemail.
Yeah, sure. Let's go with Lit.
Don't drug. So I'm having stoner thoughts. I love coffee. It fucking gets me up. It makes me go. Energy drinks, never done a goddamn thing for me. And people just go, whoa, you got more caffeine than the coffee. I don't know if that's true. I can read the back of the can. I can find energy drinks with lots of caffeine and everything else, and they don't do a fucking thing. But I drink the coffee, just whatever, Starbucks coffee. I'm not load in the filters at the fucking lid of the machine, or I put a coffee pot in the Keurig and I'm lit. What is it about coffee that's different about an energy drink that seems to have the same amount of caffeine? Have a good day, everyone.
Fuck's this guy talking about?
I think he says that coffee works and other caffeine-based products don't. I think it's that simple.
Yeah.
I think coffee is like a rare thing with me where I prefer coffee over energy drinks because to me it just feels like a more kind of natural thing to drink than like
it
this.
Is.
Like, but that's the thing. Like in every other circumstance, just load me up with chemicals. But for some reason, coffee is just like, yes, this feels better to me. Like I'm not interested in the energy drinks.
Yeah, I think there's something about having like a nice cozy warm thing in the morning.
Yeah, sure. A little bit, you know? Think it's like the spike of an energy drink will just like you get that faster than you would with a cup of coffee?
Do those have shoot sugar in it, like the energy drinks?
Some do, some don't.
Okay.
Yeah, there's calorie-free energy drinks. I think it is like more just basic of your body is expecting coffee, so when it gets coffee, it's like you've done the thing now, and so it's releasing more dopamine because that's the thing your body wants and is expecting. Sure. And when you do the thing your body's expecting, especially when it involves chemicals, it's going to release more chemicals. So I don't
feels good.
Yeah, I think the energy drinks just aren't hitting because your body's like, this isn't what I was expecting. So it's like not doing the normal processes you would get from like the coffee, I think.
But, yeah, I mean like, but I absolutely notice if I go to like noon without a coffee, like I know I feel different.
Yeah.
I'm also aware that I like miss the thing.
No, I know. He's saying like the caffeine doesn't work when it's in a different thing though. So
I don't know. I'm still upset with you, Grub, like that.
Wait, for what?
The Celsius? Oh, it's the Celsius.
I did it. That wasn't me.
No, that wasn't you.
You just went in the fridge. And you were like, no, that's got fruit on it. That's healthy. And then you drank it. And then I told you it had caffeine and you got mad at me.
No, that's not what I'm referring to. That all did happen.
Yeah.
But from Game Awards, from Game of the Year.
Oh, you DoorDashed him like a low-cal monster or something, right?
No, it was like a Starbucks fucking mutation energy drink where like...
But isn't that what you asked for? What were you asking for?
I just wanted like one of those like espresso shot like in the little glass
bottle. Oh, because for me, when I think of the Starbucks espresso things, I am thinking of the energy drink that they
make.
Yeah,
this was like a ginseng, chlorine concoction.
I'll defend Grub. He has ordered me coffee before and he's nailed it.
Yeah, okay, cool. Listen, but you wanted like real coffee, and he was asking for like one of the bottle things, I never get because they always have dairy in them.
Particular fancy taste than something.
I'm not upset. Okay. I'm not upset. I just thought it was just funny because like 10 minutes before we were on stage, I was like, something's happening to me.
You went from being very calm about the chairs to being not calm about the chairs.
Oh, the chairs, Jen.
We're going to be fine. We're going to be fine.
We're going to be fine. Hey, we're going
to
be fine.
Yeah, we know what to expect from those chairs this time.
I've never been so happy to see 300 chairs in my entire life.
You like, I don't know if you remember this, Backlar. When you saw that, like the AV dude wheeling out the chairs, you did like you pumped your fists. But it was like a quiet one to yourself in the corner. It's like chairs.
Never a dull moment.
Fucking chairs, man. I got those fucking chairs. Relax, okay, buddy. Let's go to you, Dan, to pick the next voicemail.
How stupid they are.
All right. Hey, guys. My 15-year-old daughter was looking for podcast suggestions, so I suggested the Chef Reactions episode of the voicemail dump truck. She had to cut it off halfway through because she said she couldn't stand to hear men talk about how stupid they are. Also, she couldn't stand the sound of that one guy's voice. So, congratulations, I guess.
Later. Minotti.
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 Yeah, I think Minotti's voice is fun.
Look, I'll take the stupid bullet. He's the voice guy.
I like his voice.
Yeah, I love his voice. Yeah. It's amazing.
I do too.
A 15-year-old girl, I get it.
Yeah. I love his voice. It's very clippable. Like I've watched the clip of you screaming into silence several times, Grub, from Daikatana.
And then hearing his
cracking up, hearing him freak out when Chris was out on my deck.
Yeah.
Hearing him. There's just some of the Super Dan stuff where he's just cracking up and losing it. It's a great voice.
Yeah, when the spider was chasing us in Lethal Company, like him just screaming from the other room, that gets me every time I think about that.
Yes. Yes.
He's gotta do a cartoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this
he'd be really good.
This is why he could be the skipper on the Jungle Cruise.
Uh-huh.
We could absolutely make that happen.
We're going to make that.
It'd be the easiest thing in the world to make happen.
Yeah.
Do you think so?
I'm going to tweet John Drake right now.
That's who to get.
Yep. He's got jurisdiction over the parks like that?
I think so. I'm pretty sure he's
got to find
Dr.
the right
Disney.
Person. He can get you in touch with the right person.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What if we just like the skipper like a 20? Hey.
Couldn't
sit
you
off
just
this
see, like, you know, him, like, getting all, like, a little stiff, twiddling his thumbs, sort of just being
no,
like...
No, he'd jump into it. He'd kick in.
Have you done karaoke with this man?
No, look, I know he is a performer. I'm just saying he has a certain like, delivery, the way, like, a lot of
he's the greatest showman, you know?
Yeah, he's a showman.
He's the best of us.
Yeah, oh, without a doubt.
We need without to stop putting him over.
I don't think he's in the chat. We're
he
fine.
Could do it. He could absolutely do it.
He'll be watching.
As soon as
someone tells him that we were talking about him, he'll be
no
watching.
Tell
don't
him,
worry.
No one tell him.
Wearing that safari getup, like, oh, for sure. I can see
my
it
favorite
so easily.
Is when he says, I'm Mike Minotti.
Yes, or when Mike. He sings his name. Yeah.
It's amazing. All right. Last couple ones here. Jan, you're up.
Bugs? Yeah, bugs.
Do you guys know how, like, bugs work? Bugs are crazy, dude. Like, bugs hang out with nature. Like, birds chirp, dogs bark. Fuck, I fucked it up. Have a good night. Boo-boo.
All right, maybe the weed thing is, like, a bad idea.
No.
I'm kidding. What's up?
Backler, you fucked me up, but it was probably on this show like a year or two ago when you were talking about how much you hate bugs. And, or no, you're talking about like the summer was coming up or something. You're like, yeah, but the bugs. And you gave me that epiphany that like bugs are seasonal. I never in my life realized that. And so now like the weather's starting to get nicer and I'm noticing, oh shit, there's an ant. Oh shit, gotta shut these doors when I go out on the deck. I never in my life put together that they weren't there during the winter and they are during the summer until you said that. And now I'm aware of that. So now I'm also dreading when the hot weather comes and it comes with the bugs. I was blissfully ignorant before.
Oh, sorry I had to do that to you, buddy.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay.
How? I know.
I deal with a bug when I see it. When I'm confronted with one. If I'm not seeing one, if I'm not seeing them, I'm not thinking about them. So it's like the winter, like 40 winters went by.
Yep.
Where I apparently wasn't seeing bugs, and so I wasn't thinking about bugs. And then when the summer comes around, I see a bug. I'm like, oh, shit, there's a bug. I'm not associating that with the time of year or the axis of the earth, you know? Like, that's
no, it's not
crazy.
The axis of the earth. That's not what I'm doing.
Let me get out my tri-stim to figure out like a measurement of the sun and the stars. Oh, bugs are imminent. Yeah.
I was so blissfully unaware before that.
Dan's the worst scientist. He's the absolute worst scientist that has ever lived. Like, that's what it is.
For me, it's like, oh, it's hot. It's hot out, and so I'm seeing flies. And it's just not something I ever consciously thought about.
Of course.
It just feels like it's something I've always known.
If you asked me about that gun to my head before Backler gave me that realization, I probably would have been like, oh, I guess I'm not going outside as much in the winter, so I'm not seeing them as much. I wouldn't have been like,
okay,
oh, they hibernate or die or something, you know?
They're just
don't
cold.
Give him any excuses,
they're hibernating.
Jan.
I remember bugs were a big topic of a back to school episode. I just don't remember. And I think, Dan, you said you would like exterminate all bugs if you had the chance.
I stand by that.
That was right. No, you don't because you learned why.
No,
that's
I do. No, red button situation.
No, last time we talked about this, you found out about bees being important for food.
Yes. And then you're like, I'm
and I don't think you turned me.
You did. You were like, yeah. You're like, okay.
Yeah, you were like, food's
good. No, I think
good.
I probably acquiesced that, like, it would have repercussions. I didn't say I've changed my mind.
Okay.
That's and fine, also, whatever. I wouldn't do all bugs. I think butterflies are nice. I think, you know, moths aren't that bad.
But you said bees. You were a specific bees.
Moths, they're fucking gone. Yeah,
right.
Under the administration, fucking gone.
Like, so, like, 90% of people are dead.
The most bees. Important insect.
Kill wasps.
Wasps. Kill wasps.
Kill
That's
wasps.
Fine.
Kill obviously kill mosquitoes. They're the humanity's biggest threat.
Absolutely, mosquitoes are gone.
I don't know if we need mosquitoes.
I don't think we do.
Well, for dinosaurs.
Well, to get the dinosaurs back. But those
Jurassic Park.
Those dinosaurs that are in the amber aren't gonna disappear.
Like, that's a good point. It's just that we're okay.
So
yeah,
we're
gonna be
good.
Dead. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. We cool. I don't think we need mosquitoes. I can't see us needing them more than we don't need them, that's for sure.
Yeah, they're gone.
They're terrible. So the caller was talking about how crazy bugs are, right? Was that the thing?
Just in general.
Yeah. I do have bug issues right now. I went out in my backyard and my kids got a tick. And then we went out in the backyard and she got a tick again. And then I was sitting on my new patio furniture, and I saw a tick on my sidewalk. And then we saw a tick on Bowser, who was laying on the ground for 3 seconds.
Yep.
And then I went out to my shed, and I opened up the door to my shed, and I grabbed the handle, and I pulled it open, and then I look, and I see a tick on the handle.
Yep.
Really? And another tick on the handle. And another tick on the handle.
Oh, you got
another.
Like...
I had 5 ticks on the handle, one on the door.
Oh, my God.
They are everywhere. So I ordered like several metric tons of diametaceous earth, and it's going all over my grass. I'm having someone come down here spraying. I put out some like rodent repellent because apparently maybe rodents were coming here and attract them or something like that.
What is it called?
Diametaceous earth. This is it's a powder that gets into the exoskeleton joints of the bugs and makes them so they can't move and then they die.
Wow, that's fucked good. Up. I want them to suffer before it all ends.
But it's like, it works. It's good because it's not like necessarily like poisonous to other things.
And it's not toxic?
It's like food grade. Like you could like use this inside a restaurant.
Dan, don't eat it.
Yeah, don't eat it. But I'm it was very upsetting. I hate the idea of ticks anyhow.
Oh my God, ticks are they're so terrible.
And it's like stinks because I was in Colorado and the elevation, like no ticks.
Yeah, I haven't seen ticks in years. Out there.
And I come back here and it's like, oh, my entire yard is just mostly ticks.
That's terrifying.
That's why I've never heard of like so many like concentrated like that. It's like, you know, it's rare, right?
I think there must have been something that happened to like attract them to near my shed at least. And so I'm like, I'm just going to blast their ass with this shit.
This pre or post Daikatana?
It's right next to Daikatana. It's parallel.
So was Daikatana in your house and then they started showing up?
Daikatana was in my house. Yes. You think it's attracting the ticks?
I mean, it's kind of the primary enemy is a bunch of mosquitoes and stuff.
Do you think that John Romero is 10 million ticks all in a suit and then he's coming in my house?
He's going to form inside your house and slit your throat.
That'd be sick. That'd be pretty sick.
That tracks to me. That sounds right. I played this game. I think that's right.
That'd be sick.
Yeah, John Romero's gonna make you his tick. Oh my God, Jen. Oh, very good.
Very good.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. Wow. All right. That took a very unsettling turn, but goddamn. Yeah, bugs are crazy.
Yeah. Have you seen ticks. like big ass beetles?
Yo, that's
bad.
I don't like
I used to want a pet tarantula. Like, does that count as a bug?
Well, okay, so technically a bug is a certain specific thing, but I think colloquially when we're talking about these insects and arachnids, if you say bug, it's a bug.
Yeah,
when
don't you mean? Yeah, I think that's okay.
Little thing with a bunch of legs, it's a bug.
Yes. They seem like kind of cool to me. They're like furry and fun.
My sister Kayla had one for months, and she would just like play Skyrim and stuff while it's crawling around on her face, and it was just the craziest shit to see.
Okay, that's another way to keep a pet, I guess.
You guys buy this propaganda that spiders eat enough insects to make a difference? Like you have, so in order to have like a spider that's eating insects in your house, you have to have a spider in your house. So there's already one. It's like the thing where it's like the chances of there being two bombs on your plane are so low that you should just bring one bomb on and that will keep the other bombs off. It's that sort of thing. Oh,
that is.
I don't think we can suggest that.
I don't know if I want to clip that moment and send it.
I don't endorse everything said on this podcast.
I say it's a bad idea. Don't, because then there's definitely a bomb on the plane, and that's bad. That's what I'm getting at here. And so the spider is like a bomb on the plane. You don't want it. And so, yeah. I'm,
where do you hear this?
That's how stats work.
Where did you read this?
Which part?
You're misunderstanding the premise of that thought experiment.
No, I'm very much not. This is someone who's like, I think if you have the two bombs, it's so impossible, so I should bring one bomb on, that'll make it unlikely someone else would. It's like, no, that's a crazy thing,
because yeah,
there's 100% a bomb on your plane.
Exactly.
That's what you don't want, and you've done it yourself. Yes.
I feel like this is crazier than anything I've ever said.
I'm not endorsing this.
No.
I'm gonna go lay down on the ground for when the feds get here.
Could have just used like nail clippers, grub. Not a bomb.
But nail clippers you do want on planes. Your nails grow. That's important. You need those.
Nails do grow faster on airplanes. Everyone knows that.
Yes. Yeah. That's also statistics. Yeah.
That's just science coming at you. All right. I don't know.
God, it's like you can't talk about bombs on planes anymore. Jeez.
I know. All right.
Bomb themed website.
Yeah, that's right.
It's only right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I guess it's my turn. Let's do Good For You.
Hey, this is Keenan from Dayton. I just wanted to call in to bitch at Dan for getting me addicted to the Prime drinks. I'm going to have to agree with you guys. I don't think they're good for you, but holy shit, they are tasty. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My kid asked for a Prime today. We got some on the way home.
You did? Nice. Oh, what flavors?
What kind?
I got Ice Pop. She got
UFC.
I did not. If I saw UFC, I would have got it in an instant. That would have been just Daddy's. But I got Ice Pop, and I think she was going to get lemonade, and then she changed her mind to blueberry. I think
Blueberry's better than lemonade. Lemonade's on the lower tier.
Yeah, I was like, nah.
Oh. I see Chad all doing. Oh, it's not healthy for you. All these motherfuckers are saying this. Oh, it's just sugar water. You fucking 1 gram. Does this one even have? Oh yeah, 2 grams for gray. Well, this is the forever chemicals. But like, no, it's not. It's fucking working sugar. It's not. It's got sucralose and stuff in it. It's not. No, there's a bunch of calories and sugar. Not a lot of either. People just saying shit on the internet. They don't know what the fuck they're talking about. It's good for you.
Don't say it's good for you.
Prime is good for you.
We're suggesting bringing bombs on a plane.
Don't do that.
Prime is 100% good for you.
It's like saying Gatorade is good for you. That's stupid.
Coconut water, 250 milligrams of BCAA, amino acids, B vitamins, antioxidants, and a bunch of electrolytes. 20 calories, 2 grams of sugar.
I'm glad. Thankfully, you're not the first person who has obviously combined steroids and Prime. So
no. That's
I'm drinking. He's a part-timer. You can get away with that.
Yeah, he's not. They don't test that.
He's not getting popped. Yeah.
No.
Prime should have like cooler like flavor names.
What about Meta Moon?
My position stands.
Meta Moon, UFC. Cherry.
Okay, you are
cherry freeze.
The second example was UFC.
WrestleMania, green.
Billiard ball.
Cherry freeze is great.
Good, though.
Gold ice chain.
Pop. Ice pop is awesome. Like strawberry watermelon. Yeah.
Oh my God. They're the first ones to ever really think about ice pop being a flavor. That's it is groundbreaking.
It is just a reference. Yes.
That's a groundbreaking discovery. Good looking bottle. Anyway,
Meta Moon one is like space themed. It's good stuff.
This is the worst Dan arc, I think, of all.
It's Prime.
I will say the Prime arc is the worst Dan arc.
I can't stop drinking it. I really can't. And it's like, I at this point, it's like, you know, for shoot, it's, I think it is often too sweet. And then I just keep drinking it. I think, oh, that's too sweet. And then I take another swig.
I have it before workouts, during workouts, after workouts, for
I
podcasts.
Do feel like it is really refreshing.
You guys are also drinking water too, though, right?
Yeah.
Oh, constantly.
Yeah, constantly.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm loading up. Yeah.
And but most of that water is in the sherbet mate, of course. But yes.
I don't care what you do.
Podcast title.
I don't care what you do. No, we had a good one before. Someone put it in chat.
Shoot Raptors.
Shoot Raptors. Yeah. this is the last voicemail of the day. Thanks, everyone, for calling in. You almost made it a dump royale. We were close. We'll get there one day. I don't know. But chat chose 12 or 14.
Hey, earlier this week, Jeff said, get right or pay the price on the dump truck. Sorry, I'm high. I'm pretty sure that was from Salute Your Shorts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which yes. I also use that phrase still. What other phrases do you still use from TV shows that you watched when you were like 12 or 14? Okay, thanks. Love you. Bye.
I definitely do this, but I can't like pull them to mind. They like happen in the moment. And it's like, oh, I'm making a reference to a TV show that only I'm ever thinking
about. Yeah. I mean, there's a million Simpsons things, obviously.
Sure, yeah. But that's Simpsons. That's like different. Yeah.
Yeah, it's different. I think there's a lot of Nickelodeon stuff for sure. I think there's like, I bet you there's like weird, you can't do that on television stuff.
Or
I
Doug, bet there's like or Ren and Doug Stimpy and, or,
Salute Your Shorts for sure. What else?
I'm like Christmas Vacation. I'm quoting all the time. Like,
100%.
Yeah.
I bet a bunch of game shows.
Ghostbusters like, too. Like,
oh, yeah. Sure. In game my personal shows? Life, yeah. I'll say, "Come on down."
Yeah. Survey says. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I'll clap all the time for someone to say, "Good answer. Good answer."
Yeah.
Nice.
I mean, look, there's a million hey yo, like wrestling things or whatever. You know, like yeah.
Yeah, it's like I definitely do it, but I can't remember.
I went through a phase when I was 12 or 13 where I thought I was really cool, and I watched a lot of Emeril's cooking show, and I went bam a lot.
Bam's a good one, yeah.
My mom thought it was very endearing.
Oh, Hammond and Chad. Just I say wake the kids, phone the neighbors a lot when something exciting is about to happen, and that's an old Letterman thing.
Right. Yeah, I mean, if it's just if we're just trying to like find the source of a lot of it, for me, it's just obviously Wayne's World.
Sure.
You know, the holy duality there.
I bet Letterman does pop up for me quite often too. I'm gonna like pay attention to this now, and I'll just call it out. Yeah. Like
I hate this about me, but I'll gym the camera sometimes. And I didn't even watch a lot of Office.
Yeah.
For The Office.
As if he's the first person to look down the barrel.
Hey, he did it better than everyone else, though.
Yeah.
He did. He did do it pretty well. I will argue, though, that Eddie Murphy in Trading Places does it.
Well, okay. Eddie Murphy does everything better.
Yeah.
Where I'm just like, wow. Like I think it's when they're explaining, when the Duke brothers are explaining what's in a BLT to him.
Yeah.
Oh no, they talk about bacon, like you'd find in a bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich. And then he just like guns it right towards the camera, and that kills me every time.
Yeah, my partner, I asked her, it's like, hey, you know, you say "don't you know" a lot. Like, did you watch
Bobby's World?
Fargo.
Oh, sure.
As a kid. And I asked her, and she was like, oh, I've never seen that movie. I put it on. She stands up. It's like, oh, my fucking God, this is why I say that.
So wait, she had seen this
she
movie?
Had she had seen it. She just didn't remember it. It was like one of those movies that her parents put on or whatever.
Right.
Oh, man.
Oh, there's a million Norm things. Like, oh, holy Lord. Or, you know, just like, I can't imagine how many Norm things that I don't even realize
I'm
doing.
Is my goodness from something, Dan?
My goodness. Yeah, that's definitely a Norm thing when somebody would say something dirty.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's definitely
goodness.
Norm.
Yes,
yeah,
100%.
Like, feigning. Like, oh, I can't believe you said that.
So, yeah.
All the stars are here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's not you?
You don't know All the Stars Are Here?
No.
It's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
The second we got the dance house, we had pizza and like and stuff. And then we're like, you guys just want to go downstairs and watch that Norm clip? And we all went downstairs and made
Windbag
watch
it. Oh, is that the red carpet thing?
Yes.
It's the red carpet YouTube thing where he like knows he's dying. He doesn't give a fuck about YouTube, shows up in sweatpants and just shits all over YouTube.
I got to talk to my agent. I got to get back on television. I think.
Get famous on the computer. Oh,
that's fucked up. Can't get famous on the computer.
Poor Jenny Slate.
Oh yeah, she did her best.
Oh man, I was gonna say, weirdly enough, like Robin Hood Men in Tights is like
a lot of those movies that would have been on HBO 100 times.
Yeah,
yes.
I used 100%. To say back to Mo with a leaderboard a lot to friends.
Yeah,
let's
go to Mo.
Yeah,
Mo.
Yep.
Yeah,
I'm a ton of Nickelodeon. Yeah,
yeah, totally.
That's huge.
I think we did good. I think we did well with that voicemail.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Totally good. Yeah. For people without memories. Yeah.
Exactly. Except for everyone whose brains are.
No, I have memories from 1996 to 1998. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Right. What he had for dinner last night. Unsure.
No. Who can know?
Who can know? Hey, thanks everyone for sending in your voicemails. Again, the phone number is 707 Exit Flu. We'll be back with a brand new program next week. Thank you to everyone who tunes in live. Thank you to everyone who shares this podcast with their friends, who rates it and sends it to their grandma on their birthday.
Yep.
Thank you for sending.
Burn it to a CD and hand it to your grandma.
Happy birthday, grandma.
Happy birthday, Arlene. It's your day. Do what you want.
How'd you know that?
I know. You're 81 years young today.
Oh, if your
thanks
grandma's
for tuning
named Arlene,
in.
You have to hand this to her. Yeah, make her listen to this.
Oh, gotta happen, right? Thank you, chats. Thank you, everyone. We will see you next time with a brand new show. Until then, bye-bye.